Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today, the 10th of March.
That it is.
Yeah. The calendar hasn't been updated, Tyler. I don't look towards it.
I was trying to do the math in my head, but it can't help you. Didn't work.
Well, Monday was the 8th. Add 2. Bing.
Yes.
Ta-da. So, we are here today to talk about fish oil.
That we are.
Yeah. Well, actually, before we do, I have a pet peeve.
Pet peeve it.
So, I was teaching my Pilates class today.
Okay.
And it was a class that my manager was observing, which I thought I love that when they do that, because then I get feedback, I can, you know, learn from them, and then two, I can show them how much of a badass I am when I teach.
Yes.
That was always good. But there's this one woman in my class, and, I mean, bless her heart, she's trying her hardest. My class is difficult. So...
What class is it?
This is Pilates. Okay. This is Pilates mat. I had about 26 people in there,
okay,
which is about at capacity. We can fit 35 in for a shadow boxing class. So you lie people down on the ground, you need some more extra space.
Yeah.
So we're in there and we're doing stuff and blah, blah, blah. We're getting into the workout and she does this every single week without fail. She'll just start talking to me during class. Like, you know, I really don't, I feel that this might not be the best exercise for me because blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, then don't do it. Like, you crazy, like,
crazy
woman.
Person.
Don't do that. I always start every class now because of her. I'm like, remember, you're responsible for your body. If at any point during the exercise, during the work that we do today, please just back off. Find a comfortable place for you and rest. And you can always modify the exercise so it fits your body. I'll show you as many modifications as I can, and I'll show you a way to modify blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But without fail, today, I mean, my manager's sitting in the corner with his little, you know, notepad, blah, 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 all that. And she's just talking. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I would try this instead. And just, you know, put my hand out like, hey, stop, and then leave. And then I walk around, and I had him immediately turned to a side-lying exercise, so she was facing away from me, so that she couldn't see me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if you're going to take a group exercise class, just know that, yes, it's appropriate to ask questions of your instructor while you work out, but not in-depth questions. Like, her questions go on, and
she's kind of a rambler, almost comes across like she just kind of wants to hear her own voice.
Right, exactly, and she'll talk to me afterwards, and she'll just go on, like, she'll say the same point 18 times, and I can't say, hey, bitch, shut up.
You told me that 3 weeks ago.
Right, well, no, and, you, no, and in this conversation,
3 minutes ago,
you told me that over and over and over. So, just be, like, careful, not careful, but be more conscientious. If you have a question like, oh, are my feet supposed to be up or down in this one, or blah, 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 and just ask those questions, and your instructor will enjoy it.
Well, and I think that there's even, it's okay to do the thing of, hey, I have a bad back, what can I do to make this better?
Right.
I have a bad wrist or shoulder, how do I make this better? It's kind of be aware of your surroundings, which is pretty much my biggest pet peeve in life, is that nobody's aware of their surroundings at all.
Right.
That there's roughly 20 other people in this class with you, and they're trying to get their workout done too.
Right.
So, ask your question, end it, and move on.
Yeah, get in, get out, get done. Okay, enough of that rant.
Yes.
So, we are going to give you the skinny on omega-3 fatty acids, which typically come in fish oil.
Fish oil.
Right, so...
Which comes from?
Fish.
A fish.
A fish.
Just trying to simplify it as much as possible.
Oh, right, I forgot. So, fish is not the only source of omega-3s. And let's get into the history of why we started having to supplement with omega-3 fatty acids.
Well, once upon a time, the big keen ruler, we'll just call him the Omega.
How about
of
we call
threes.
Him? No, how about we call him? Never mind. Okay.
The Omega of threes basically ate all the fish, then reproduced them to be partly him. Thus, omega 3 fish oil was created.
Right. Now.
Because 7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9. So, after all the fish were blessed with omega 3's blessing, the fish disseminate, you know, they spread their gift yes. to the world. And so, humans, we started eating a lot of corn-fed beef. And
moo.
And cows aren't meant to eat corn.
Moo.
Moo.
No
and
moo.
And so, no moo. It's angry more, cow. It's more.
So weird.
Yeah, that was good, huh? I don't even know. That was probably a giraffe.
That was, yeah, that was a little weird.
Yeah. It was like a sick lamb or something.
I was going to say that sounded like a lamb.
The cows, when they are fed a diet that they're not supposed to eat, start producing more omega-6 fatty acids than they do omega-3s. So the ratio...
Which is twice as much as the 3.
Right. Gosh, that's just referring to the length of the chain,
yeah.
the fatty chain. So,
you can't have... If you're supposed to take 4, like just for the sake of argument,
oh.
if you're supposed to have... 4 omega-3s a day, you can't have 2 omega-6s. That's
right.
not how it works, people.
And so the
numb nuts.
The reason that we have to supplement with omega-3 fatty acids now is that our diet, which should be closer to a 1-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3s, is now 1 to, last I heard was 1 to 63. 1 omega-3 for every 6, or no, sorry, 1 omega-6 for every 63, no, switch it.
It'd
yeah.
be switch.
Yeah, so we get
A lot of six,
shitload of omega-6,
which we don't need so much.
No. So, one thing to look out first and foremost with, if you're buying an omega-3 or fish oil supplement, don't buy the omega-3-6-9 complex. You don't need any more sixes. That's the reason that we're supplementing. You're just actually worsening, you're just perpetuating the ratio, so.
Also, watch out for mercury.
Yes. Yes.
I say that jokingly, but really do watch out for yeah. mercury.
Okay, so what else?
Fish oil.
Because I know that you had pulled up some
papers. I pulled
some
up some papers stuff just to
I know,
research
I, you know.
It. But basically, it helps with your cholesterol level, which makes sense because
right.
it balances you out.
Right.
It helps with your bones.
Yes, the density, bone density
bone
is always.
Bone density, which
yeah.
is always a plus.
Yeah.
And when it says bone density, this is going to be kind of a suicide question or just make me look like an idiot. They also mean like teeth, right?
Yeah,
like it kind of, like
I think a lot of the studies don't take teeth into account because that's a more difficult test, or not a more difficult test, but they don't tend to test that area. So
I don't know. Whenever I hear like it helps with bones, I think calcium, which also helps your teeth.
Right.
So I always automatic. I whenever I read it, they just say bones, and so I always kind of think, well, maybe it helps your teeth too. I don't
right.
know. So don't quote me on that one, but it was just a question I had in that sense. But
right.
then, what are some of the other things that it does?
It can modulate fasting insulin, ghrelin, and leptin during an 8-week intervention.
Now, see, this is the
so
stuff.
It, so, it changed, what it pretty much does is it changes the hormone balances. And so, it helps keep your insulin levels and your hunger hormones at a more steady state.
Yes.
I just wanted to cut that. You
no,
know.
That was... One of the things is that it helps with your moods.
Right.
It helps balance out your hormones, thus making some people less moody.
Right.
And whatnot, which would have been quite interesting for some people I've dated.
It also can help in weight loss. You pull up an EBSCOhost, which is the database for a lot of journals, and you put in fish oil, you turn up hundreds and hundreds of pages. There's so much on fish oil.
There's a lot of research also now that it like can help prevent cancer.
Right.
Which I feel like everything can help prevent it, but then at the same time, a lot of anything can cause it.
Right. Exactly. It's more about moderation in all things and not overconsumption in anything.
Yeah.
Tends to lead to that. Or smoke a lot and just pray for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which seems to work too.
Yeah. Fish oil can also lower triglyceride levels. So if you have bad blood work and your triglycerides are high, your cholesterol is high, blah, 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 all of this, actually eating fat, of course, consulting with your doctor, can help to lower your blood work numbers.
And when we say eat fat, we're talking like eating fish, because also you can get fish oil just in pill form.
Right.
Which is fine too if you supplement it in that sense.
Yeah.
I've taken fish oil.
Right. And there is a difference between, I found a study of, oh, so this study, the conclusion, I'll just read you that. In young overweight men, the inclusion of either lean or fatty fish or fish oil as part of an energy-restricted diet resulted in approximately 1 kilogram more weight loss after 4 weeks than did a similar diet without seafood or supplement of marine origin. The addition of seafood to a nutritionally balanced energy-restricted diet may boost weight loss. So, yeah, like you were saying, fish or fish oil or any other source of omega-3s can really help you out. So another source of omega-3s, flaxseed oil, that can be a good source of it. Those kind of things. Let's see. What else, Tyler? What else have we got about fish oil?
Well, fish oil is just kind of that one thing I at least personally feel that people just tell you to take, but nobody knows really why.
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of what I want to talk about right. today was that it's this mystery pill uh-huh. in supplementation form that if you read pretty much any health magazine, when they talk about supplements, one of the first three that they say is take fish oil.
Right.
And it's always like, why? And they just say it helps with your immune system. This is why. It
right.
helps with your mood. It helps balance out your cholesterol. It helps with cancer prevention. It helps your bone density. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's kind of that.
It can lower blood pressure.
Yeah.
And it also helps in inflammation reduction. So that means that your muscles are going to heal faster because they're not as inflamed. Blood's going to get there faster, bringing nutrients better. All of the above. It really is the wonder drug that a lot of people have said it is.
Oh yeah, and it is very interesting how people just take it and not really know about it.
Right.
That's kind of the thing with most things I feel very interested in, is that people just say, oh, okay, bye.
Right.
Take it.
One thing that Tyler mentioned early on is be careful of mercury poisoning and mercury levels in fish in your omega-3 supplement. So if you're taking a fish oil supplement, absolutely be careful. You want fish, like salmon oil is great to watch mercury levels, and you really want to just make sure that your fish oil comes from a good source. So do a little bit of research on that before you just buy one. So if you buy the bulk brands, that's going to tend to have a higher mercury content. And then also, we were talking about this, if you have a corn-fed, farm-raised fish, the omega-3 and all the benefits are going to be dropped down than if you get a non-corn-fed fish.
Oh, yeah, and it's funny because okay, Tyler.
Words.
Think. Calculate them in the head.
Deep breath. Now we start.
Now we talk. Corn is that interesting thing. How does a fish eat corn?
Right. It's never been in its diet before.
Like, that's a funny way. Like, how does it get the corn? I understand a cow eating corn.
Right.
That at least makes more sense to me.
Right.
But it's funny when I hear about corn-fed fish. I go, how does that work?
Yeah, well, they grind it up and toss it in the water.
I understand the physics of how it works, but
how's that it supposed to work?
Come off as a good idea to make it, like, normal.
Right. Absolutely. Fish oil can also help reduce your chance of influenza in the flu.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a study done with rats, and the rats that had fish oil in their diet and the rats that didn't have fish oil in their diet, there was a marked difference between the two. So,
yeah. That's cool.
That's a good one. And then, anything else that I pulled up? Yeah, I mean, it is in a combined... Okay, before we just say take fish oil, carte blanche, if you just start taking fish oil and still eat like shit, you're not going to see any benefits.
Oh, yeah, it's... Like anything, though, if you keep just doing nothing, it's kind of a waste.
Right. So if you're eating McDonald's 4 to 9 times a week or a day or whatever it happens to be, and you start taking fish oil pills and not changing anything about the rest of your life, you will still not lose weight. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and then eating the fillet of fish does not count, just so you know.
Yeah, the fillet of fish, not...
not a good choice.
Not a good supplementation.
Right. And while dosing is varied, what I recommend is probably 1 to 2 capsules with breakfast and 1 to 2 capsules with dinner, depending on the concentration of it. And that usually works out for most people. If you're going to, if you can't eat it twice a day, just take 1 to 2 with breakfast or dinner. Don't take it. Don't take 4 in one sitting. That's just way too much effect on your system. It's like putting 3 hours worth of work in all in one day. That's as far as workouts go.
It's not a good idea. It's too intense for most people's bodies.
Right.
Or all people's bodies. Exactly. For the most part.
Because you're not spreading it out over a long enough period of time. So. Very,
I'm a big fan of the taking, because most supplements you have to take twice a day.
Yeah.
Like, most supplements are better if you spread them out through the day. So I take one in the morning, then one, like,
later.
Late afternoon. Like, right. Early, like, 3-ish.
Right. Good. So, always, as always, watch your, you know, fish consumption, because that could, like we said, lead to other adverse effects. Anything else before we close this one out? I feel this is a shorty but a goodie.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of information out. I promote using fish oil.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the supplements that we back heavily. So today's word of the day is, as we spoke about on Monday, it's galactophagus. It's an adjective.
Spell it.
Galactophagus. Galactophagus. It's called, the definition, milk drinking.
Spectacular.
Galactophag or galactophage could serve as a synonym for milksop. Now listen, you sniveling galactophage.
So it's milk drinker.
Yeah.
So you and I both are
galactophagus.
Galactophagus?
Galactophagus. Depending on if it's a hard F or a something... else. Yeah. Not really
galactophagus.
Sure. Yep.
That's interesting. Galacto? Galacto?
Yeah, galacto. Like galactose. Like yeah.
Galactophagus.
Yeah. All right. So that's your word of the day. Use it wisely. And we will talk to you on Friday.